Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
All right. Live from Philly, welcome episode 4 of the Paul and Tony Fusco show. As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. Tony, how you doing?
I'm feeling good, very excited. I love the NFL. We got a good show today.
Yep, it's our big NFL preview show.
That's right. And you know what that means is that we're going to preview the NFL for you.
You got to follow us on Twitter, Facebook. Look for the Fusco Show. Subscribe. Yep. Look, we're doing this for you.
Yeah. And here's the thing. You know, when you're at your socially distanced social event and someone brings up some stupid stat about Dak Prescott and, oh, he threw for 4,900 yards, you could rest assured that when you use the knowledge we give you, that everyone at that social event is going to want to hang out with you.
Well said, Tony. Well said. Yeah. So the least you could do for us is click a button. Yeah, anyway, we got a guest for the show today. Now, last week, Jason McIntyre kind of got on our nerves. Oh. Probably was not the right guy for the job, but we got someone new in. Fox Sports radio host. He does a show called The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard. His name is Rob Parker. We got some questions for him, right? Right, Tony? Yeah. We got one big question for him.
Oh, we got a huge question.
Spring it on him.
Yeah, and it's something that people ask us all the time. You know, hey, they stop us, they ask us, we're going to ask him. You're not going to want to miss it.
All right, but first we got to get to our top story. Top story. All right, folks, 2020 just keeps getting even crazier because, you know, as you know, we all know, Nick Foles, living legend, former Eagles quarterback, Super Bowl MVP, don't need to tell you. In the offseason, it was traded from the Jags to the Bears. Now, naturally, you'd think that the Bears would want to start a Super Bowl MVP as their quarterback. Well, the big news out of Chicago this week is nope. They're going with Mitch Trubisky, who has never won a single football game in his entire career.
This is the biggest lapse in judgment I have seen myself since Hugh Grant cheated on Elizabeth Hurley.
That's a great point, Tony.
I mean, really, it was unfathomable.
25 years since that happened. I still think about it once a week. What the hell was that guy thinking?
And that's how upset I am about the Nick Foles and Mitch Trubisky news. Chicago is a storied franchise with a great run of championship-level quarterbacks. I mean, let's start from the beginning. Sid Luckman, Jim McMahon, Rex Grossman. Yep. And now you're going with Mitch Trubisky? Are you out of your fucking mind?
He's a number 2 pick, all right. You know what I'm saying, people?
Yeah, number you know, two in the bathroom for those bathroom, of you
who don't know. It, you know. But what really gets under my skin here, it's a problem that we've been having in this whole country. People are forgetting history.
Yeah.
Nick Foles is one of the great historical figures of the last 100 years. I mean,
yeah.
I can't even name anyone else who had such a big impact on his profession. Name another.
Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase. All right. There you go. That's the other one.
Fletch and Spies Like Us. What a run.
And don't forget Cops and Robinsons. You got to throw that one in there, too. But look, I don't want to get off topic here. No. Tony, you have a solution. You have a solution for all this, right? Don't you? Tell me a solution.
Here's my solution. I know a lot of NFL executives used to watch our show. They would take our advice. And I'm sure a lot of them are going to be listening. Howie Roseman, this is what we should do. Trade a 12th round pick in the draft to Chicago for Nick Foles. Chicago's stupid, as we now see with, you know, Trubisky starting. They'll do it. They'll take the 12th round pick, and then we get Nick Foles back. And this way, just in case anything happens, God forbid, to Carson Wentz, we're insured. There you go. You're welcome.
Look, we got to move on because on the line, coming to the line, I see him coming on now. We got a guest. We're going to bring him on. Let's get him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right. Joining us on the line right now, we got a FS1 contributor. He's a Fox Sports radio host alongside Chris Broussard. They do a show called The Odd Couple, 7 to 10 Eastern. He also writes for Deadspin and, he's a adjunct professor at USC. Look at that, Tony. Oh, hi ho.
I don't even know what is an adjunct?
I don't know what it means. He lives next door to the college or something. And then on top of that, it says he's a Baseball Hall of Fame voter. I mean, how much did this guy write? I feel like I'm reading his LinkedIn profile. All right, let's just get him on here. Welcome to the show, Rob Parker.
Thanks, guys. It's nice to be on your show. I appreciate you.
Yeah, well, first of all, we got a question for you. I say this respectfully. How the hell did you become a Hall of Fame voter?
Hard work, determination. You know, I had to cover baseball 10 years in a row. If you skip a year, you got to start all over. So it's that's to weed out the undesirables, you know. So I'm a desirable. I'm a Baseball Hall of Fame voter. It is my most prized possession in this free world.
All right. Well, you got a lot of confidence. I'll give you that. Now, look, we got a question to ask you, a big question. We get this all the time. People want to know what the hell's going on here. So we're going to ask you, how the hell is John Kruk, Phillies legend, not in the Hall of Fame? The guy batted 300 for 10 seasons in the league. What the hell's going on here? Is this some sort of conspiracy or something?
That's not the criteria. It's not the Hall of Very Good. It's the Hall of Fame. I have one easy way to weed out guys like John Kruk. If you have to debate John Kruk's career, he ain't a Hall of Famer. I want you to give me a debate on Hank Aaron or Willie Mays or Babe Ruth, players of that ilk. Those are Hall of Famers.
I think you'll need to spend more time writing about baseball because you're not speaking from any kind of statistical basis here.
Hey, John Kruk had a very good career. I'm giving you that. Does John Kruk have 3,000 hits? No. Does John Kruk have 500 home runs? No. How many MVPs did he win? Zero. John Kruk is not, as Maury Povich would say, a Hall of Famer.
All right. Well, clearly you can debate this all day and waste our time doing it. But we got to move on because this is our big NFL preview show. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you our predictions for the upcoming season and tell you basically exactly what's going to happen. And then I guess you'll respond, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's start with the Bucks. Now, we all know Tom Brady's about to get exposed because he doesn't have Bill Belichick to save his ass anymore. So, we originally had them going 1-15. But now, with this Leonard Fournette signing, we've decided to do a little readjusting. And we've upgraded them to 2-14. So, 2 wins for the Bucks, over or under. What's your take?
I'm going to bet the house on the over. Two wins. I mean, I think Brady's washed up at 43 years old. In fact, I have, let me look at my glasses because I have the Brady's pregame meal for the Tampa Bay Bucks. It's a cup of decaf coffee, sodium-free bacon, and a chest x-ray. That's what he needs to get started every game. But he's still going to win more than two games. What are you talking about? He'll win eight or nine. They're not going to make the playoffs. The Bucks will make it a baker's dozen, which will be 13 years, of not making the playoffs even with Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tony, tell Mr. Henny Youngman here why he's wrong.
That's right. There's only one master of the one-liners, and it's the legendary Henny Youngman. No way. You forget that Tom Brady's actually 48 years old. We never saw his birth certificate, so I'm just saying, you know, 48 years old. Also, he's in Florida right now. And as an elderly with COVID, he is in the highest at-risk demographic currently, according to the CDC. So I'm just reading you the science here. Tom Brady's at risk. And not only is Tom Brady at risk, the Buccaneers season's at risk. And they're going 2-14. You watch.
I don't doubt that Tom Brady's not going to be the magical elixir that everybody thinks he is. This reminds me of the Browns a year ago when they got OBJ and everybody, their odds went from 1,000,000 to 1 to 14 to 1 to go to the Super Bowl. So I'm with you on that. But they will win more than two games. You guys are a little jaded. No,
you're forgetting what division they're playing
more than
in.
I am.
You're forgetting what division they're playing in. NFC South with those legendary storied franchises, long history of success, like the Falcons and the Panthers. Those are some big franchises you've got. And then you throw Drew Brees.
Proud.
This isn't your AFC East walk like he's had the whole, you know, his career.
Proud history in the NFC South.
No, I'm not buying that proud history because I don't, aside from the Saints, I'm not really buying it. I don't know where you're getting it from. And I know the Bucs won 200 years ago when Moby Dick was a guppy. But other than that, it's been a bad division. So I'm not buying into that. What story? Storybook, maybe Pinocchio or something like that. That division is a shade under the AFC East where Tom Brady's coming from.
You know, you're doing a few too many literary references for my sake. Here we go. We want everyone to know you're a writer. Yeah, we get it. You don't have to bash it over our heads. All right. Now, look, we're going to move on to the AFC. Now, the big nose out of the AFC. Patrick Mahomes, not his contract, that other contract he's signing with his girlfriend because he's engaged. Now, we just think this is bad news for the Chiefs. He's going to have too much on his mind. Now, we originally had them going 10-6, which was very fair. But upon hearing this news, we had to adjust our prediction to 4-12 for the Chiefs. So you agree?
Why? Because he's got engaged or yep. He has a fiance? I mean, yep. Since when? Everybody else on all the other teams, they have girlfriends, wives. Why are we looking at him and making that's going to be his downfall? You know the Chiefs are going to win more than 10 games. They might not repeat as Super Bowl champs because it's very difficult, but you guys are way off. You guys did the same thing to what Jessica Simpson and Tony Romo.
Yeah.
And how about Tony Romo just couldn't win the big one? It had nothing to do with Jessica Simpson. Leave her out of it. She was in the owner's box. She wasn't down on the field.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but they kept cutting away and showing her on the screen.
Yeah. And he kept going on those beach vacations with her, rubbing the suntan oil on her back. And then what do you know? A few months later, the ball's just slip-sliding out of his hands.
And guess what? When they're playing the Giants in that divisional round in 2007, you could see it all over his face. Is Nick Lachey here? What do I do? Is he going to come back in the picture? And he couldn't even beat the Giants in the divisional round. So that's just one example. Another example on a more personal level, you know, is Paulie got engaged once before a rec league final, and he got into a fight with his fiance and threw like 7 interceptions. So, you know.
We don't like to talk about our personal lives on the show.
Paulie, maybe just you just stunk that night. I mean, how about, could it have been that?
First of all, you've never seen me play because if you did, you take that back. You know, I'm number one quarterback in the rec league for 14 straight years. I throw 68 touchdowns in 5 games. 68 touchdowns in 5 games. What is that? 30 touchdowns a game? Yeah. Send your beat writer or whoever you are to cover that. Maybe you should bone up on me. I read so much about you before you come on this show.
That's
maybe
right.
You should read up on this. Now, listen. Let me tell you something. When you got all that on your mind, you got all that crap up there. Oh, you know, how am I going to pay for the caterer? How am I going to pay for the, you know, what song am I going to have walking down the aisle? That gets with you. Got with me.
Those guys have so much money, the last thing they're worried about is paying a caterer. I mean, are you kidding? That's not it.
Have you seen the price of weddings these days? Have you seen the price of weddings these days?
They're expensive. I get it. That's why I'm not getting married again. But what about all the single guys who are bad in the NFL? What's their excuse? Because they don't have a wife or a girlfriend or a fiance? What's their excuse?
Now, I don't want to go delving too deep into the personal lives.
It's not appropriate. That's
just wrong. All right, let's move on. We got another prediction, final prediction for you. All right, now the Eagles, look, you know, we're going to be reasonable here. We've done a full dissection of their roster, and we see the Eagles going 15-1 this season. Now, you know, I think it's, you know, you're probably surprised that we got that one loss on them. But, you know, week 17, we see them resting their starters. They're playing Washington. It's still going to be a close game, but they're going to be resting those starters. 15-1 over and under, 15 wins for the Eagles.
Way under that. I mean, 15-1. I love Carson Wentz. I'm waving the banner for Wentzylvania and Wentz in a lifetime and all that. I'm all the way in. I saw what he did a year ago when he put together a team with a receiving core that was held together by popsicle sticks, tape, and glue, and beat the Cowboys to win the division. So I'm with you, but they're not that good, and they're not going to win 15 games. I hate to break it to you guys.
I once saw an episode of MacGyver where with popsicle sticks and glue, he defused a bomb. So your analogy just failed. You know, you're supposed to be a writer. Maybe you need to work on your analogies a little more. You know, think about making sure they connect logically for your audience.
I'll try to do that.
Need I mention that he's the only Super Bowl champion quarterback in the NFC East? Daniel Jones doesn't have a ring. Dak Prescott, Dwayne Haskins. No rings. Carson Wentz has a ring, Rob.
Only one problem. I hope he went and had it appraised, because it's probably cubic zirconia since he was on the sidelines when he won the
Are you
Super
kidding?
Bowl.
It counts. What? It counts. He was a quarterback on the team. He got them to the 12th game. He was having a great year. That Super Bowl ring counts. That's still experience. That's still Super Bowl.
I'm not
experience.
Taking it away from him, but I'm just saying, I think you guys are putting a little, you know, to tout that as that's the reason he's better than everybody else. Is because he has a ring. Darko Milicic got a world championship ring.
Whoa. Here we go.
Did you just compare the great Carson Wentz to that bust that was Darko Milicic? I got news for you, Hall of Fame voter. I just voted you off this fucking show.
What?
Because you don't disrespect the name of Carson Wentz.
That's
get
right.
him off the line.
You know what?
Wait,
don't,
what?
Forget about it. I'm
oh, now you're making fun of us.
Here we go.
Yeah,
no way,
you
no
had to go there. Forget about you.
Jay,
that's
hang
what our
up.
Entire audience is gonna do. Forget about you.
Cusco Satellite Network.
Is he off the line, Jay?
You know, I know a lot of people listening, including the family of John Crook, and on behalf of Paulie and myself, we want to issue an apology. You know how highly we think of Mr. Crook.
Look, we're not gonna let him ruin our show, Tony. We're not. Because look, we got business to do.
Yeah.
Now it's time for a sponsor read. Now, because of the way podcasts work, we've been getting some demographics. That's what they call in the business, where they tell you who's in your audience. Who are they? What do they look like? How old are they? Well, Tony and I noticed that a pretty significant portion of our audience is about 55 to 64 in that range. So that's why we're going to do an ad right now for a great website called Our Time, dating for senior citizens who are maybe looking for love. Tony, you've had some, you've seen some up close experience with how this site works, right?
Yeah. And it's very pleasing to know. Recently, I went over to our Aunt Marie's. She's in her 60s, very voluptuous, full figure. And recently, on a visit to her home, she came out of the bedroom with an older individual. I thought maybe he was fixing something. And she winked at me. and they both winked at me. And then after the gentleman left, I said, Marie, what's going on? She said, let me tell you, Tony, about our time. And she told me she met this nuncio, an older gentleman, and they had a very good time. He treated her nice, and then she fucked him.
That's a beautiful story, Tony. That's beautiful. And you know, now look, given that we're still in our early 40s, we would never have to use this site. But so we don't really know how it works, but I figure you log on, you know, you put in your age, your picture, you know, then you can look through people in your neighborhood who are still alive, you know, still breathing. And that's a great way to live out the last years of your life, given that you're old. Sign up for free right now. And I think we just did a good ad for them. I'm sure we'll be hearing from them.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
It's time to do, as we always do at the end of every show, we do corrections where we look back previous episodes, this episode, and see if there's anything we need to correct. I don't see anything. Tony, you?
As usual, it was another flawless show.
Gentlemen, I got to interrupt.
Oh, no surprise there. You know, we got to redesign this segment where we just mute your mic and get out of here.
Call it Jay's interruptions instead of corrections.
Yeah. Well, fine. But you said Mitch Trubisky never won a game in his career?
That's right.
His career record's 23-18.
Paulie, can you talk to some sense? 23-18.
23-18. That's basically a .500 record.
Yeah.
Your wins count. Did you win more games than you lost? If you win the same number of games that you lose, they cancel zero. Each other out. That's a zero.
Zero.
That's how you basically
win. That's why the Cowboys suck, because they go 8-8. That's a zero season.
That's a loser. All right. You done there? We got more of these things? What's going on?
Well, you guys, there's so many more corrections, but you know what? I got a fantasy football draft to get to, if you don't mind. We got to, you know, we could just wrap it up.
Very
unprofessional.
Well, you know, we got stuff to do, too. We got important lives. Look, we're going to wrap it up here. We're going to wrap it up here. I don't really want to say thank you to Rob Parker. Maybe until he comes around on this Kruk thing, I can do it, but no. But I will say thank you to Tony for great work as always.
You too, Paulie. Great show as usual.
Great show. All right. So remember, subscribe, follow us on Twitter. Remember, you owe us. So go do it. We'll see you next week. Bye.
See ya.